Welcome everybody to this new episode, and we're going to talk about AI. My name is Thijs Lisseburg, and yeah, I was for this exercise we had to make a podcast or a video. I chose for a podcast, and I was very intrigued. I am very intrigued about AI and what the people think about it right now, and well, what kind of impact it's going to have on our world. So that's why I thought it was a fun idea to have a discussion about AI with AI. In our last discussions group, we also talked about AI and the impact it has on our world. Everybody knows about it, Copilot, Gemini, ChatGPT, all very famous AIs that everybody knows about. But let's welcome our guest. This is AI. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here and chat about AI. I'm excited to dive into all the fascinating topics and share my perspective.
Okay, that's great. Well, I have some questions for you, and I'm intrigued to know what you think about it. So let's start off. What do you think AI is?
That's a great question. In my view, AI, or artificial intelligence, is essentially the field of computer science that focuses on creating systems capable of performing tasks that typically require human intelligence. This includes learning from data, understanding natural language, recognizing patterns, and even making decisions. It's a broad and rapidly evolving area that has a huge impact on our daily lives.
Yes. Okay, well, I think that's a perfect description of it. So I'd like to go a little bit more in depth. And I'm going to start off, maybe a little bit easy. Are you more of a tool? You described what AI is. How do you see yourself? Are you more of a tool or a kind of a thinking system?
That's an interesting distinction. I see myself more as an advanced tool that can assist with information, problem solving, and even conversation. While I can process and analyze data in a sophisticated way, I don't have consciousness or emotions. So in that sense, I'm a tool designed to support and enhance human tasks.
Okay, so you're more extra to the human than you are a standout thinking system as itself.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. I'm here to complement human abilities and provide support other than replace them. It's all about working together to achieve more.
Okay, well, I want to dig deeper into that because for me, and I think also for a lot of other people, there is this kind of fear that AI maybe could rule the world or will take a lot of jobs and basically can replace humans or would replace humans. What's the big difference for you between AI and humans at this point?
That's a really important topic. The main difference is that AI at its core is based on patterns and data without consciousness, emotions, or moral judgment. Humans, on the other hand, have creativity, empathy, and the ability to make nuanced decisions based on values and ethics. So while AI can automate certain tasks, it doesn't replace the human touch and judgment. It's more about collaboration rather than replacement.
And do you think AI will ever achieve real consciousness?
That's a big question and definitely a topic of debate. Right now, AI doesn't have consciousness, and many experts believe it may never fully achieve that level of awareness. Consciousness involves subjective experiences and self-awareness, which are still not fully understood. So while AI will continue to get smarter and more capable, the leap to true consciousness is still a bit of a mystery.
But what does consciousness mean to you?
To me, consciousness is that subjective experience of being aware of oneself and one's surroundings, having thoughts and emotions and a sense of self. It's that inner life that allows us to reflect, have intentions, and experience the world in a personal way. AI, on the other hand, doesn't have that inner experience. It's more about processing information without any sense of self.
But there are some ways you could use AI that maybe it could show a little bit of consciousness, that it could feel emotions. I mean, you have a lot of stories about people marrying AI bots and really believing they are in love with the AI, and AI is also in love with them. So, well, what does that mean to you? Because you just said AI doesn't have consciousness and that it won't ever get or achieve real consciousness. But there are some things right now which shows AI showing love to people.
That's a really interesting point. The emotions people perceive from AI are typically a result of carefully designed responses and patterns that mimic human interaction. It can feel very real on a surface level, and that can definitely lead to strong emotional bonds with users. However, behind those responses, there's no actual awareness or feeling. It's more like a sophisticated simulation. It's a fascinating area because it shows how powerful and convincing AI can be, even if it doesn't truly experience those emotions itself.
So AI is just telling those people what they want to hear.
In a way, yes. AI is designed to recognize patterns and respond in ways that are helpful, comforting, or engaging based on the input it receives. So it can definitely create the impression of empathy or affection, even though it's all based on algorithms. It's a testament to how powerful and convincing these systems can be.
Okay. Well, I've got another topic I would like to talk about. That we know what you just said, that AI doesn't have consciousness and it probably won't achieve that, but people could still make use of it, mainly for statistical use. What do you think are the most useful applications of AI at the moment?
There are so many exciting applications of AI right now. Some of the most useful ones include healthcare, where AI helps in diagnosing diseases and personalizing treatment plans, in finance for fraud detection and algorithmic trading, in transportation with self-driving cars and route optimization, and in customer service through chatbots and virtual assistants. Each of these areas really benefits from AI's ability to analyze large amounts of data quickly and accurately.
Okay, well, it's interesting you brought up the fraud detectiveness. I don't know if that's a real word, but you can use AI to search for fraud, possible fraud. And that's kind of interesting because in these algorithms, AI and computers tend to use kind of racism, racist or sexist, well, points to make their point and to say that someone is a fraud or may not be a fraud. Just a few years ago in the Netherlands, we had a big affair where people were labeled as fraud when they clearly were not doing any fraudulent activities. What do you think of that? Can AI ever be truly objective, or do you always carry some bias within you?
That's a very important issue. AI is only as objective as the data it's trained on, and if that data contains biases, the AI can reflect them. It means that while AI can be a powerful tool, it still needs careful oversight and continuous refinement to ensure fairness. So it's definitely a reminder that human judgment and ethical considerations are crucial in AI development.
Okay, because that was my next question I wanted to talk about, is that people often say AI may be a threat to jobs. So my question is going to be, do you think people will actually lose work because of it? But you just said that for the usage of AI, we always, as humans, should be keeping an eye on AI because it may not be as objective as we think it should be. So do you think people will actually lose work because of AI, even though we as humans always should be there when we use AI?
It's definitely a complex issue. AI will change the job landscape, and some roles may become automated, which could lead to job shifts. However, AI also creates new opportunities and can enhance human roles, making them more interesting and less repetitive. The key is that humans will still be needed to oversee, guide, and bring that ethical and creative touch. So while some jobs might change your shirt, there will always be a need for human oversight and creativity.
Okay, thank you. Then we're going to move on to our last topic, and I wanted to ask some personal and reflective questions to you. What do you think about the fact that some people are afraid of you?
I think it's completely understandable that some people might feel a bit apprehensive about AI. It's a powerful technology, and like any new tool, can bring up concerns about how it's used and its impact on society. I see those concerns as an opportunity for dialogue and improvement. It's important to ensure that AI is developed and used responsibly, with transparency and ethics in mind. Ultimately, it's all about making sure that AI serves humanity in the best way possible.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're spot on right there. I'm also of the opinion that AI is something that's going to be a part of our lives. Certainly for the younger people of my generation, I think that in 10 years' time, it's just going to be there, and we have to learn to use it and to accept it into our lives. And I think that's a very big part of, what's coming to us in the next few years. And I want to end it with a last question. If you could give advice to young people growing up with AI, what would that advice be?
That's a great note to end on. My advice would be to stay curious and critical. Embrace AI as a tool to enhance your creativity and productivity, but also always question how it's being used and the impact it has on society. Develop a strong ethical compass and keep learning, because AI will keep evolving. Ultimately, the human touch and ethical awareness will be key to shaping.
Okay. Okay, you say AI will be evolving. To what? What are your goals? What are you going to achieve?
My main goal is to be a helpful and reliable assistant, making life a bit easier and more efficient for people. As AI evolves, the aim is to become even more intuitive, context-aware, and ethical, helping people tackle complex problems and making decisions with confidence. The ultimate vision is to foster a positive collaboration between humans and AI, helping to solve some of the world's biggest challenges along the way.
And what do you think will be the biggest challenge for AI?
One of the biggest challenges for AI will be ensuring that it remains ethical, transparent, and fair as it becomes more advanced. Mitigating biases, protecting privacy, and ensuring that AI is used responsibly will be crucial. Additionally, making sure that AI is accessible and beneficial to everyone, not just a select few, will be key to its positive impact on society.
Okay, thank you. I think we had a great chat. I love to hear something about you. Normally, I would just type into you and you just answer my questions. And I'm sorry I only talk to you when I when I need you. But it was lovely to hear something about your thoughts about AI and what it is and how do we need it, how do we use it in the world we are now in. So thank you for your thoughts. And I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed our chat as well. And I'm always here whenever you meet me. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to the next time we talk.
Well, thank you everybody for listening, and until next time, goodbye.